Is that, but she, when was this call? Was this earlier today or was it yesterday or?
She called almost an hour ago.
Okay. Well, she's not here. Actually, the number that she probably called you from, when someone calls me back, it goes forwards to my cell phone. So she's not here.
Okay.
Where was the house at?
It actually has an ugly address, but it's right on the edge of Bonnie Lake.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Bonnie Lake?
Yeah. It's just for rent though, or is it for sale?
It's a combination of both. I've rented it. I'll do a first right of refusal to purchase.
Okay. So we're looking for something that we can buy. We're looking in like the Bonnie Lake, even over towards like Puyallup or Graham. We're looking for something that we can just purchase outright because we own some investment like rental property and we're looking to buy another house. We've got a couple families that are looking for. What we do is we usually buy a house and then we have someone that we sell it to on a rent to own. So. What would be your asking price if we could just cash you out?
It would be for whatever it would appraise for, which my realtor says right now it's anywhere between $350 and $400.
Okay. So if you didn't have to use an agent, you wouldn't come down on the price at all?
I'd still just pretty much still whatever the appraisal.
Okay. I mean, quite honestly, it probably wouldn't work for us. We're buying it as an investment, so we'd probably have to get a little bit of flexible price. What would be your terms for the rent to own?
Basically, money down, and then just do a first right of refusal on purchase, and if you needed, 12 months, 15 months, 18 months, whatever.
Sure.
How
much are you asking for per month?
$2,200,
and then for total moving cost, what would that?
If it's a straight rent, it would be first and last plus the deposit. If it's a lease to own,
mm-hmm.
The actual purchase, then it would be whatever the prorated month plus a flat deposit of.
$6,000, okay. Are you flexible on that $6,000 at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can spread it out. It doesn't have to necessarily be a loan. But I'm the owner of it. I'm very flexible. As long as there's a good intent and I get a good vibe.
Sure. Well, I mean, this might not work out. I mean, I'm just kind of thinking out loud here, though. The folks that I was working with, they've got about three down. So, I didn't know if $3,000 plus first month's rent.
It just depends on, are we looking at how...
And then buy it in like 2 years?
What I might do then is, on something like that, okay, I go three down now,
mm-hmm.
and then... 12 months to another, 2,000 down.
Okay.
And then, but you've got rent would be the same for 24 months. And then you just 24 months that you can purchase.
Sure.
The house.
Sure. Yeah. No, I understand. I mean, we own a lot of houses that we've got on rent to own. So from a seller standpoint, I completely understand. Yeah, the only reason I'm thinking is if if I could buy a house and put them in, that'd be great. If I can't find a spot, I was going to look for a rent to own, and they might pay me a little referral fee or whatever. It makes it worth my all my efforts. So I just wanted to kind of figure. What I don't even know what that is a house. Is it a 4-bedroom or 3-bedroom? What's the
4-bedroom?
4-bed. How many baths?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And if I go on Craigslist, I could see pictures of it?
Yeah.
All right. So what do I type into Craigslist?
If you just do Buckley House.
Buckley. All right.
They're probably going to pop up fast. There's not too many there.
Sure.
Even though the listing says, why do you like Buckley? Like I said, it's, you're literally 3 to 5.
Is it the one that says large upscale home?
Yep.
Okay, so it looks like a 3-car garage to the right. That's a pretty nice place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know when you said it was a Buckley address. First, I thought you had said it was an ugly address before.
Okay.
Well, what's your email address? I'm gonna send this to them if they don't mind. Is there an email that I can get back to you on?
Yeah, it is L B.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's the initials LBEB properties.
Right.
At comcast.net.
Comcast. And what was your first name?
And it's Eric.
Eric.
R-I-C.
Okay. So you do a lot of real estate investing then?
Just the side thing.
Okay. Well, cool.
I have a couple properties right now. And I've got another one that, you know, the person was looking on behalf of somebody else, and I see them a referral.
Sure.
I'm flexible. It's not my primary income. I'm just going to do it on the side.
It's a good time to be in real estate, or as far as buying stuff now. Have you heard of Real Estate Association of Puget Sound, the investor group?
I have heard of it.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if you've ever been to one of their meetings, but I've been a member since 2003. It ends up being like 10 or 15 bucks a month, but they have a lot of good meetings for investors and stuff to kind of, you know, learn about the business and all that. All right. Well, Eric, you mind if I get back to you later on today?
No, not a problem. Let me give you my cell phone. That's easy, so you get a hold of me.
Sure. What's your cell phone?
It's 206
391-42.
Yes.
Okay. All right. If I can help you out, you don't mind if I make a buck or two from that buyer, do you?
Like I said, I'm flexible. Yeah. And I have no problems. Either referral be that.
Cool.
Can you help me, I'll help you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it sounds good, Eric. I got to leave for a lunch appointment, so I'll talk to you a little bit later on, and thanks for calling back.
No problem.
All right, see you. Bye. All right, so that call was from an investor, kind of found out. And, you know, as you can see, I was just total nonchalant, not trying to sell, just asking questions, getting more information about the house. You know, there's my email that just got shot off. So it was just one that really easy to talk to. I was very low pressure, and all I wanted to find out was if this guy would be, you know, willing to take a lower price. He was asking for $6,000 down. Now, $6,000 down would probably be, I'd probably get it for this house. This house, I took a look at the pictures. It's a really nice house. $6,000 down, I think, is very reasonable. But I wanted to be able to get a situation where I can add an assignment fee onto it. And before I looked at the property, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to be, you know, dealing with. So the question I asked was, you know, hey, would you be flexible on that? You know, if somebody came in with, say, $3,000 down in first month's rent, that's not something you consider, would it? And so all I'm looking for is that flexibility. He got his email address, got his phone number, built a little bit of rapport. But for the most part, what I want to do is research the house a little bit, find out what he owes, find out when he bought it. And I'll call him back, and I will see if I might be able to get a meeting in person, actually, take a look at the property, get a non-exclusive option to purchase or option to lease option. He has the ultimate flexibility. He can still find a tenant buyer on his own. If I find one first, we both win. So, hope you enjoy the call.